Hi, this is Abigail from Family First Care. Who's calling, please?
Good morning. My name is Miss Davis. Someone called me yesterday from. This is Miss Davis from Keystone.
Okay.
Name was Abigail.
Yeah, that is me. Can you let me know which patient I was referring to?
You never left any information. You just said Abigail, and there's no other information there.
Okay. Sorry. Which?
Hold on. Let me see. It says, my voicemail said Abigail from First Care calling about a specific patient. The second one says Abigail calling from First Care calling about specification. So it doesn't give a name.
Okay. Are you, you're a service coordinator?
Yes. Do you have a Jose?
No.
You gotta be calling about somebody.
Just a second. Yeah. I'm gonna look back. Just a second, please,
okay.
If you don't mind.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. 18 West Shelton Avenue. That's why I need to pop right there.
Could it be Michael?
Newkirk?
Yes. Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
Michael Newkirk.
Okay,
so
you.
I just saw, and who are you, his?
I'm the home care agency. My name is Abigail. I'm the enrollment coordinator at the home care agency, and we are starting him with the home care services. I'm just waiting for the authorization. That's why I called you.
Oh, no, I can't do anything right now because when I went to do his assessment, I need diagnosis. I need to know what services that he need. There was no information that was provided to us by his doctor. He couldn't give us information about his diagnosis. We can't just put in services like that. It has to be validated. So I did give
okay.
him a little time. I asked
yes.
him, his caregiver, to reach out to the physician, the doctor, to get the information needed so I can finish processing his application. I just
okay.
did it
yes.
on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So the delay is not going to be with me.
Yes.
The delay is
okay.
going to
no,
be with
wanted,
him.
I just wanted to confirm that with you. Yeah, so I was in touch with the caregiver, and he let me know that he is going to the doctor with the patient on the 19th. So once he gets that information, he'll send that over to you, and then do they have to do another assessment, or that's fine?
So what happens is that the assessment has to go in within 5 days. So he's at his 5-day limit. It doesn't make a difference. Once he gets the information, I can process it. I don't have to go out and do another assessment. I'm just going to let them know I'm waiting for information. But he has to get it in because he needs the services. We can't authorize the services until we hear from the doctor. We need to know what we're doing right there.
Okay, fine.
Okay, so you can just put, once they get the information, get it over to me. I will then do what I need to do to set up a service, you know, start setting the services up. But that is the delay right now, right there.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, fine. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.